Hey, this is Samir.
Hey, this is Alec.
And this is Beyond the Beats, a podcast about EDM news and culture. Welcome to episode 64. Let's go.
What's going on, EDM champions? Welcome to episode 64. If you're new, thank you for joining us. And for all of our loyal EDM champions out there, thank you yet again for returning to another episode of Beyond the Beats. This week, I'm kicking it off with a little bit of energy here because I've got a drum and bass song to play for you all. Listen to the sounds of Eni with this song called Sinking.
When the sleeper was banished into his own dimension, I returned to daylight. The magic barrier had fallen. But for me, the adventure had only just begun.
Told you when we first listened to this song, when you first sent me this song, and I'm going to say it again right now, live on the pod. I love how in the first drop of this track, Eni kind of like, he's tricking you up, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're expecting a harder dance song just based on the BPM and the arrangement of the kicks, but then it drops right into a D&B track that snatches your soul. I love the creativity on this, man. Seriously, the structure of this track, everything about it, I'm seriously all about. Great pick. How did you come across Eni?
Diving deep into some of the older, more established drum and bass heads that are over in Europe. And he's an interesting one. So he's from Russia, I believe. And I think I found him through some type of playlist. But this song just came, you know, back into my mix here just randomly, honestly. Like, I was just going through my Spotify, seeing songs that I liked, and I completely forgot about this guy. And then when I put on his tracks, I was like, wow. I mean, he's just got this awesome combination of Nero, he's got a couple of halftime songs in there too. So he's just really this overall badass of drum and bass, right?
Like, I love people that. The really badass. He's wearing a leather jacket. He's got the black sunglasses on. This is the guy. I like that.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys where it's just, you know he knows what's up. And I really would love to see him, but not sure if he's ever done some North American tours before, but hopefully he will. He's been in the scene for a while, so he's no stranger to the tour. And he does keep on releasing music, so hopefully one day I'll be able to catch him live, because I'm sure it is an awesome vibe.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for introducing us to Eni for your on repeat. And you know what? Let's keep the D&B up, man. Alec, you've been saying this a lot over the weekend as we've been, you know, chit-chatting with friends. But D&B, that is the wave, my friend.
Absolutely.
That is the wave. I'm super, super pumped up on that. So, all right, guys, here is what we're talking about on this week's episode of Beyond the Beats. EDM champions, strap in. We got some new music from the likes of Bijou and Party Favor. They teamed up for a collab. We got Virus Syndicate. We got Da Tweekas. We got some more D&B. And then, of course, we also got Excision and Downlink. We're going to be talking about that massive collaboration. Then we got some new music from the artists that we're watching. We got the homie, the boy, the SF native. We got Tyler Lawrence. He just released a brand new bass house track. And if you took a listen to his Beyond the Beats session that he did for us a couple months ago, you're going to know exactly which track this is. So we got a new track from Tyler Lawrence. We got a new track from New. We got some new tone music. We got Run It and Girl. This is like a music-packed episode, so strap in because you're hearing some new stuff. Diving into the news and culture section, all right? We got Big Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, and then, of course, Gronk. And they are throwing a charity live stream. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about some other drive-in raves, and one of them featuring Seven Lions. And then we got some unfortunate news about Coachella, but we got to talk about it because it's important. And maybe it has some precedence for what's to come for the rest of festival season for this year. Then, guys, we talked about this last week on last week's episode of the podcast. We got some Beyond the Beat sessions coming out. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. And then we got the What Are We Listening To section. We got one Brazilian bass house song in this section. I'm not going to say who it's by just yet, but I know Alec is extremely excited to talk about that one. And then we got another track. It's like trap influence. I don't want to give it away just yet, but we'll dive right into it. And then, of course, we got the artist that we're watching. Alec has a pick. I have a pick. You already know what this podcast is all about. It's about the music. It's about EDM. It's about the scene, the news, the culture, and of course, one of our favorite parts, artists that are on the rise. They are underground, and we just got to get them to a bigger audience. But back to the top, we got some new music from Bijou and Party Favor, and this is their song, Whoa. Take a listen. Make a move to the house.
I'm a fan, man. I don't know about you, but I'm a fan this sound, and I'm really, really happy to see that Party Favor is diving quite deep into the house scene now, really into the bass house scene or G house scene. It's pretty cool to
see. You know, he fell down a well into the house music, and he's just not coming out of there. He refuses to leave, and we are okay with it. I'm here for it, man. Party Favor. Dude, I feel like people are still surprised by Party Favor being on house music tracks, but don't forget that he also has a side project called Side Piece with Nitty Gritty that has releases on Diplo's house label, Higher Ground. So, like, you know, this isn't really much of a shocker that Party Favor's, you know, teaming up with other house artists to put out house music, but this track, Whoa, is a banger. I have not really been, like, you know, that into Bijou's most recent releases, but this is one that just absolutely stomps the dance floor. You cannot go wrong with this one. I'm a huge fan.
You really can't. I'm right there with you too. And the last note on Party Favor, I think it's interesting that he decided to put this under his own name, right? So maybe we can expect to see some more house tracks being thrown into his typical, I guess, for lack of a better term, it's bounce trap or whatever you want to call it.
You know, bounce trap. Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever it is, that bouncy feeling.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. All right. So we just talked about Bijou and Party Favor. Now we got this next track. Massive release. I know a lot of people were looking forward to this one, and for very good reason. We got Excision and Downlink and their track Resistance. Take a listen.
There you go, Bassheads. It's the collaboration that people have been waiting to return. It's Excision and Downlink just showing what they can do together when they hit the studio. I like this song, not gonna lie. It's not my favorite of their collaborations. However, I thought that this track is a certified banger. How about you, Samir?
Yeah, man, it's not like it's a good track, and like I think it will really get you into that headbanging move. That's what it's trying to do, right? But it just felt a little bit too repetitive, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, all right, haha, when's this song gonna be over? You know what I mean? Like, I found myself thinking about that as I was listening to this track, but it has a ton of energy. It's a lot of fun to listen to. I really like Downlink's influence on this track as well, because Downlink has a more darker side to bass music as opposed to Excision, right? Excision is quite aggressive, but I think Downlink kind of really focuses on the bass, or if you want to say, kind of dubs the track, right? And focuses more on those minimalistic elements, making it a little bit darker. So I really like that track for this. And guys, Excision and Downlink have teamed up for tracks before in the past. They got their, you know, probably one of Excision's most famous songs, Robo Kitty. People seem to love that track. So they teamed up for that track in the past, but now we got Resistance from these two masters. I'm just happy to see more releases from Downlink. So, all right. Excision and Downlink, done. We got Dimension, Charlene Hector. All right, DMB. Or is it Liquid DMB, Alec? What are we looking at
this here? This is more along the lines of progressive DMB, kind of. This is not as much of a Liquid song. It's kind of in between progressive and other forms of DMB, but Dimension tends to lean towards the progressive DMB area.
What did you think of this one?
I loved it. I thought this was an awesome release. Dimension's coming in hot with the new D&B, and I think this is the type of stuff that's going to take North America by storm. I mean, he already did have a tour going on with 1991 and Culture Shock, Subfocus 2, I think. Perhaps I could be wrong about that, but they were touring the US for a bit before COVID happened, and I think they're going to return and start crushing it with these type of tracks.
I sure hope so, dude. I really like this song a lot. The lyrics kind of left a little bit to be desired. You know what I mean? I felt like they were a little bit too cheesy for my liking. But I got to say, Dimension's production, absolutely impeccable. That drop is insane. Speaking of the drop, guys, take a listen to this track right now.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying about some of the lyrics, and I think that's probably what might turn someone like you away from some of the progressive D&B, because it does kind of have some more of these poppy lyrics that might not be as deep.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I mean, it's just some of the songs that you could see with that, whereas with Liquid, the vocals tend to be a lot more soulful. Right. And borrowing more from that. And is it heavily influenced by jazz and soul, whereas progressive is definitely, you know, you're putting in some more pop lyrics there. So Dimension usually does a very, very good job with the vocals. You know, I'm not quite as picky on it as you are with it. I think it was borderline cheesy, but for me, it's okay, especially because of that drop. And now I absolutely love the switch and vibe.
This is some cheddar cheese in terms of lyrics, but the production is very clean. So, all right, we just talked about Dimension and Charlene Hector. They teamed up for their song Savior. Dude, let's move into this next one. It's Virus Syndicate, and we got Frankie Nuts for their new track, Go Sick. I don't even want to talk about this song until we play for the EDM champion. So, guys, take a listen. Yo, everybody go sick now. Go sick now.
Samir, you just love the MC on there when they go out and say Virus Syndicate. I love it, man. I love that you're so big on that.
Dude, Virus Syndicate just comes in and just pumps up some stupid amounts of energy into these tracks, man. Like, you can never go wrong when Virus Syndicate is on the track. Just big shout out to Disciple Records, number one, for always releasing just like super cutting edge bass music that is a ton of fun to listen to. And this release is no different. I thought Frankie Nuts, who, this is actually my first time, you know, really digging deep into Frankie Nuts, but I thought Frankie Nuts' production was amazing. Of course, Virus Syndicate brought that energy that we love.
Yeah, me too. I thought, you know, Frankie Nuts is someone who's been slowly but surely rising in the scene. Bassheads will certainly know that name, and it'll definitely be on more lineups and festival lineups, I think, moving forwards whenever this COVID mess ends. You're definitely going to see a lot more of this guy in the US, but he's already been making a name for himself in the bass scene. Had some, you know, really good releases before, but just the fact that teaming up with Virus Syndicate here just shows that he's really on a good path forward. And of course, you can always expect some cutting edge, some experimental, but still sticking within the realm that the average bass head can listen to from Virus Syndicate. So good job on them. And I thought this was a very, very solid release.
Yeah, man. Awesome. I'm really, really pumped up on the positivity. I would just love to attend a festival that was hosted by Disciple Records.
Absolutely.
I would love for that. So, you know, man, maybe that's more likely to happen in Europe. So once this is all over, let's head on over there. Let's get some Disciple Records into us. All right. One last track. Okay. And this is a little bit more hard style, all right? You guys already know. We've talked about this before on the podcast. I've been trying to get, you know, dabble into some more hard style lately. It's a pivotal genre, especially in Europe, for EDM. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Da Tweekas, Sound Rush, and Exception. And they teamed up for the track Thunder. Here it is. Let's go.
That is certainly a hard style song.
Oh yeah,
it goes pretty hard there. You know, again, I'm not the biggest hard style fan, but I can appreciate it. So I can see Weiss and the Hot Style Heads. What do they call themselves? Is there a term?
No idea, bro.
Probably.
No
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is a term. Someone has to tell us about it. But, you know, I can definitely appreciate it. And I can see this being played at, you know, big stages, big festival stages when they resume.
Yeah, this isn't for me. This track is not for me. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about some hardstyle in the past. You know, like, you know, I think it's hard to get a U.S. audience into hardstyle sometimes because of how aggressive the sound can be, right? But, you know, there have been releases in the past that we've talked about on the show where I've like been like, yeah, I would totally dance to this. Like, this is a lot of fun to listen to. And I think our friends down under in Australia and our European friends are going to really enjoy this one. But I think for a U.S. geared audience, you know, like you and I, maybe this just isn't the track, and that's all right. It's not for everybody. Okay. All right, Alec, let's dive into it, man. I love talking about some new releases from the artists that we're watching. Who are we talking about first?
Oh, we got to give a massive shout out and big ups to Tyler Lawrence, our friend over in San Francisco. I tell you, he brought the heat with his track called, very aptly, The Heat. Take a listen to this. It's really fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, this is a massive, massive release from Tyler Lawrence. Fantastic bass house from him, dude. If you guys go back to his discography, he has done house music before with his track Mine, but this song, The Heat, I mean, he is just showing that his talent is increasing, his creativity is it's unstoppable. And that's why I love this guy, and that's why I absolutely love this track. This is a straight up dance floor stomper. I love how the first drop is that traditional bass house, and then that second drop switches into, I don't know if you want to call it half, you know, bass house halftime, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a little bit slower, a little bit more aggressive. I just love this guy, man. I absolutely love this track.
I mean, it's big enough to be featured on, in Run the Trap. So that's that's a big move for him too. But what I love more importantly about this is that 100% of the proceeds are being donated to the NAACP. So shout out to Tyler for contributing to the conversation and the movement in a meaningful way with his music. I thought that was an awesome thing for him to do and to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. This is why he's an upstanding dude. That's why we're very, very honored to have had him on for an artist spotlight. So definitely go peep that. All right, Alec, next one. I am stoked to be talking about this one right here. We got You New with his new track, Like Me. Guys, take a listen.
He is a man on a path and on his journey, but it's his own one. He's paving his own way. This is his first track that's been independently released on his own, he's only independently releasing his tracks. So shout out to him for deciding to go down that very difficult path there. I thought that was really interesting. He decided to do it on his own. Clearly, he's a man on the mission, and he seems like he's completing it step by step.
Absolutely, man. And this track, oh my God, this is like one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard from You New. Nice. And I say that with every single release of his because he just keeps getting better and better. I thought the pianos in this track so freaking clean, dude. So clean. Like, it's just, this is just one of those tracks that is, yes, incredibly, it's very soulful. Like, it has a lot of soul behind it, but it's just like when it drops, that kick is making you want to move your feet. And you knew, you absolutely knocked it out of the park with this release. So thank you for this one.
It just shows you where the tech house scene is moving towards and who's moving it where. And I love the direction it's going. You're still retaining some of the soul, right? I mean, we've talked about extensively the soul of house music and where that's from. But it's really just showing that there's a way to bridge the old with the new and be and modernize certain aspects while paying homage and keeping the essence of the old. So I think he really nailed it with this one.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Fantastic description there. Alec, what are we talking about next, dude?
I've been very excited to talk about this guy because it's been a little while since we've talked about him on the podcast. So what's up to New Tone? He's been blowing it up recently. This is his track called Unlimited. Give it a listen.
Expecting this at all, you know what I mean? So one thing I just want to quickly talk about here is how I think, and you know, I was really trying to pay close attention to the vocal sample that New Tone was using here, but I think he was using like a sample from, you know, an Indian movie. So yeah, it's been distorted. Obviously, it's been distorted to fit the track. So I can't like 100% for sure say that, but like it just, the words that were being used, the syllables that were being used, the way that the accent was, like it just sounds like that. And I love how New Tone really took that and just fit it in so nicely into this. Like, what is this, man? Like, it's not, is it house or is it like more mid-tempo house? Like, what are we dealing with here?
I think it's just a combination of all things. It's a clusterfuck in the best sense. I mean, I think it's just got everything bringing in all different types of styles there that really just is creating his own sound. And that's something that I really admire and love about New Tone, is that he's doing this with pretty much all of his tracks. And so I think it's just a matter of time before he really truly blows up. I mean, he's already getting noticed by some of the big house heads in the scene. And I just think if he keeps on putting out tracks like this, it's just a matter of time until you start seeing him on festival stages. I think he's going to be doing a really, really good job for himself. He keeps going like this.
Absolutely, man. Very, very well said. And I just wanted to just kind of go back to like that use of Indian samples real quick. Like, we see that a lot in Psytrance.
Yes.
So with Psytrance, you get a lot of those like Indian chants, you know, in the song. And it's really, really neat to see. But to see like, you know, South Asian samples being used elsewhere in other types of EDM is really, really exciting. Like, you know, just as a Indian person myself and as a massive consumer of EDM, like, it really excites me to see creativity like this. And I hope we see not only samples of South Asian music being used in other forms of EDM, but like, you know, let's go beyond that. Let's go like African samples. Let's go Far East Asia, you know, samples, Japan, China, like all these. Like, I just want to hear more cultural samples in the music that I regularly consume here in the US. You know what I mean?
Like, would you say it's happening more and more now? Would you say it's coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And like, I've talked about that before with Tyler Lawrence, Speaking in Tongues. I absolutely love that track. We're talking about this right now with New Tone's new song, Unlimited. We're talking about that with Psytrance. So yeah, I'm 100% seeing that. And I think it's a very exciting trend.
Love that, man. I love that trend. And I agree with you. We need more of it. So DJs, producers listening to this, get out there, get a bit more cultured, put some different essence and flavors in your music. We know that you can make
Absolutely.
It work. But moving onwards, Absolutely. Man, this is the last one. And actually, big shout out to these guys. It's Run It and Girth. They decided to release a track celebrating 5,000 followers now on SoundCloud. So well done to those guys.
Each of them.
Each of them. That's right. That's absolutely right.
In the same week, yeah.
Which is really, really awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. I mean, it's just what an occurrence to have happened. So they came together.
I know, seriously.
Right? And they came together, decided to release something called Drive, and take a listen to this Trap Haven.
Trap Haven or Trap House, Alec. I mean, get those trap arms up, baby. Like, this track starts off like being like, oh, this is really nice. Like, this is kind of calming and relaxing. And then when it hits, and it brings like that creativity, that energy that you just come to expect from Run It and Gurf. And then, of course, the artist collective that they run together, Partica. I mean, these guys are on the cutting edge of pioneering new trap sounds in the US, especially here on the East Coast. And that's why I absolutely love these guys and what Partica is all about, man. They are all about collaboration, open source use of sounds and samples. Like, you know, for a lot of the releases that Partica, the artist collective that Run It and Gurf both head up, for a lot of the releases on Partica, they also will release the samples that were used in the tracks as well for other artists to kind of tinker around and make their own version. Like, who else is doing that? Like, who else puts so much effort into making sure that the community stays collaborative? Run It and Gurf are on the cutting edge of trap, but also music collaboration and how artists should be treating one another. So absolutely love these guys. They are amazing.
They're setting a real precedent here, I think. I think that's really the important thing to touch upon, is that they're showing that you can do this, right? Like, this is, I think people have been in the past quite, you know, held their cards close to their chest.
Yeah.
Right? You know? Yeah. And then I think this just shows that you can still be collaborative and open about it, and that, you know, people aren't necessarily just going to be stealing each other's ideas and things, but you can all rather work together. And that's the point, is just pushing music forward requires everybody working together in unison to push sounds forward. And that's certainly what they're doing with Trap. So big shout out to those guys. But if you want to take a listen to this, if you want to get more into the Partica universe, New Tone, UNew, or any of the artists that we have mentioned, you can find this all in our show notes, okay? That is on www.beyondthebeats.co/episode64. Check out the website with all the links there. And if you want to listen to it on a different platform, you can also go to the /listen page. Okay. But if you want to get in touch with us a little bit more of an intimate and personal way, you could DM us. We're allowing you to slide into our DMs. That's on Instagram. You can reach us at btb.pod. And on Twitter, we are at podbtb. Samir. Okay. These guys are having a great time. They've always had a good time, and they're continuing to have a good time. They said, you know what? The party doesn't stop in quarantine. They're still going to go out and do their crazy, crazy things and their crazy parties. For those of you that don't know, Shaq has been doing a fun house thing for a long, long time, which is essentially just putting together a bunch of different types of DJs together for this crazy, outlandish type of party. And Gronk, for whatever reason, has just been a major part of that.
Rob Gronkowski, man.
He always has. It's so funny, man. I just love to see that he's so into it. So they are throwing a virtual party, but where they're doing this for charity. So there's apparently these epic challenges as well. I'm not entirely sure what that will entail, but I'm sure that's going to be a lot of fun. there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in here, and you've got some musical performances by people such as Diplo, Snoop Dogg, Steve Aoki, DJ Diesel, which is Shaq's DJ name, and then Carnage as well, and DaBaby coming in there hot too. So this is something that's definitely worth live streaming. You could do that. I think it's on Twitch. I'm sure it's live streaming on Facebook, on YouTube, maybe even Twitter. I mean, there's just a bunch of different places that you could go ahead and watch this.
I'm looking at the poster for this event right now. And the more that I look at this poster, the more interesting things I'm finding on here, right? So I just kind of want to walk through this poster real quick with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So at the top here, it says the General Insurance. So it's an insurance company that mostly does auto insurance, right? So they're the ones who are kind of putting on this event, which I just find really interesting. Like, I never have known, you know, insurance companies that put on like EDM center, you know, virtual live event center, you know, events. So, all right, we got the General Insurance, you know, for a great low rate, you can get online, head to the General and save some time. All right, so we got the General. And then what's super interesting to me, and I just noticed this, and I want to talk to you about this because I think we can have a really good discussion about this. It's streaming worldwide, right? www.shackversusgronk.com, which is a fantastic URL. Underneath that, it says TikTok. So is TikTok the company that is helping to facilitate the virtual or the online stream?
Probably.
Right? Because their logo is right underneath that streaming worldwide insignia. So, dude, I mean, what does this mean for TikTok? Like, are these guys breaking into more of the virtual, or not even virtual, but just live streaming in general? Like, is this a next step for TikTok?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, this is just, it's a natural progression of things, and I think that's exactly where they are heading. So the other companies out there definitely going to be a little bit worried now that TikTok's figuring out some ways to host the virtual events. I'm not a consumer of TikTok myself, so I'm not really probably the best source of information, but you know, I think that this just indicates that they are looking to expand just beyond the short form video content, and they're really heading into the virtual streaming area as well. So definitely take it on people such as Facebook Live, YouTube, and then Twitch as well. But I think Twitch has been clamping down recently on live streaming. So
yeah, going down this poster here, right? So Alex already mentioned the musical performances and who they are by. You know, I love that Shaq and Gronk are doing these epic challenges for charity. Like, I'm gonna tune into this, man, on Saturday, June 27th, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Like, I'm gonna tune into this because I just want to see what these two guys are gonna get up to, right? Like, they're both so much fun, and you know, they're always having a great time. But then some of the sponsors of the event include people like Papa John's, Monster Energy, Buffalo Wild Wings, DoorDash, Rocket Mortgage, Grillmaster. Like, there's just so many people involved in this event. Like, it just makes me wonder, right, sponsorship opportunities for virtual events like this, right? And what that could mean in the future for, like, you know, virtual EDM events. Like, obviously, like, at festivals, like, for instance, like Ultra Music Festival, you know, Heineken has a contract for, you know, serving the beer at that festival, and that's a big win for them. And that, that costs them millions and millions of dollars. But, like, I'm wondering, like, what the opportunities are now for these companies that normally don't have anything to do with EDM, and I'm wondering what the opportunities are for those sorts of companies to jump in on these EDM live streams.
Well, I also wonder too how the people are going to go, you know, all of our champions out there, how are they going to feel about this? And I think it really depends on the way in which the branding is done. I think Ultra with KFC when he came on.
Colonel Sanders coming up on the main stage.
That was a bit
Ultra
much.
2019.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was so bad.
Very tone deaf there, and just not really paying attention. So I think, you know, so long as the sponsors are remaining sponsors, you know, just kind of like presented by, I think people are used to that when they just consume any other type of media. I think it's so long as they stay, you know, out, or if they're getting involved in a little bit more of a meaningful way without detracting away from musicians or from artists or from the music itself, then this does present a very good branding opportunity indeed.
Yeah.
I just wonder really how this, you know, one, how is it going to be branded? You know, what does the sponsorship entail? What do they get from it? Is it just purely, you know, having their signage or their logos up?
Right.
And so what then is the ROI that comes across with associating themselves? And I think companies in the past have been very hesitant, I think, to support and promote EDM, you know, focused events and festivals. But it does seem like people are now, they're coming around to the sponsors, at least for the business world, is coming around to more of the fact that there is a very engaged audience here, which always is good for getting your awareness out there and associating yourself with a good time. So interesting to see the people who have done that. I mean, I think for Monster Energy, it makes a lot of sense. DoorDash, I think, is
totally
an interesting one. They're probably going to do some type of promo code, right? So if you're streaming the thing, you can get a special DoorDash promo code to order wings and stuff like that, or order food. Buffalo Wild Wings, another one. I think that's interesting. I mean, are they going to be playing, you know, events at their locations? Because, you know, it's known for sports. Mm-hmm. Is that something they're going to be doing too in the future? I don't know. This could be kind of a test case for that. So there's a lot of different ways of slice and dice this. I think it's just, this is going to be an interesting one to watch out for from the corporate side of things too.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, this is just, it's just like kind of uncharted territory, right, for EDM. So it's just kind of fun to talk about, to, you know, think about like what sort of impacts these sorts of sponsorships will have for in the future. But dude, speaking of virtual events, let's go to the drive-in, Alec. Let's get into my car. Let's head over to the drive-in. And I don't mean movies. I'm talking about the drive-in rave. Insomniac Events is doing their tailgate series or their park and rave series. And they are featuring Seven Lines on their most recent one that's happening on June 26th and 27th. So it's a 2-day event, obviously the same lineup on both days. But you know, it's interesting to see, first of all, like massive companies like Insomniac, who put on some of the biggest festivals in the world, like EDC Vegas and Beyond Wonderland. It's interesting to see them kind of get into this park and rave or drive-in rave sort of concert series and experiences. But Alec, did you peep the pricing for this?
Yeah, man, the pricing is a little bit questionable here, and I know there was quite a stir on social media. I mean, the front row tickets going for $575, but to be fair, you can put up to 5 people, you know, per car ticket, so that goes down to 115 per person. You know, that's still a lot, and those are the front row seats, but it's like, that's okay. But even still, you know, going to the back lot tier for $150 total, or if you have 5 people, that's $30 a person. Yes, that's more affordable, but then you're all the way in the back, right? And just to put in perspective, you know, people are spending $30 just to go on a night out to a nightclub, right? And then now you're confined to a car. You know, it seems a bit expensive, right, to really be doing this. And I don't know. I think this is a little bit of a reach and a bit of a stretch here. What about you?
Yeah, man, I'm really, really kind of shocked by these prices. I mean, you kind of already went over the pricing structure. I mean, you know, I get it that the pricing includes, you know, 5 people per car, right? But what if somebody isn't able to bring five people, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I mean, like, what if it's like 2 people and like you want to be in the front row? You're dropping, I mean, you know, quick maths, but like that's like $290 basically per person right there for 2 people who want to be on the in the front row. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm not really a big fan of this pricing structure. Like, it's cool that like they're doing like on a per car basis. This might encourage people to like maybe find new friends to like bring in your car with you. Even though I find that a little bit questionable, you know, but like it just seems like kind of a money grab. You know what I mean? Like, people might be so desperate enough to want to attend events again, or like, you know, relive that rave experience safely, right? And so they're doing it from their cars. But like, to have to subject people to this pricing structure where like you either, you know, you pay the same amount, whether it's 1 person or 5 people in your car, it just seems a little bit unfair.
It does seem unfair. But in fairness to them, though, I'm not sure how much cheaper they could probably make it. You know what I mean? Because you've got to pay for the venue, then you've got to pay for, you know, obviously the artists there. Then on top of that,
production.
The production and everything. So it's essentially, you are putting on like just a regular festival, right? Or a regular event, essentially, in terms of the cost and even some of the logistics. And the logistics are even more complicated now that you include cars. Yeah. So I understand, I can understand the, you know, from the business aspect, why it may be priced like this, because you also do need to make a bit of a profit here as well. But having said that, it almost seems like it's just not worth doing from the consumer standpoint. I'm sure there are people who are going to go out and do it, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's uncharted territory for everybody here, I think. So I'm not sure if there's really any good way to have gone about this, right? I mean, I just personally, I wouldn't attend a drive-in rave. I don't know about you. I just don't think it's the same.
Yeah, it's not really. Yeah, it's not really my thing, dude. No. I want to feel the dance floor underneath my feet. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think they're just trying to do something, right? Like, they're going out there and trying. You know, so maybe I'm incorrect and they could have done this for a lot cheaper. Perhaps they could have, but I suspect that the margins were probably quite tight here. And there was not too much more they could do in terms of reducing costs. And it's probably why they did the per car. It works both in their favor as well as also for the yeah. consumer, because they can drive down the price. But for them, it also makes sure that they're making enough money here off of each car.
To be fair, I mean, there does seem to be a good amount of demand for this event as well. So I'm just currently looking at the tickets that are available for the Sunday show, the one that's taking place on June 27th. And actually, most of the front row options are sold out. All of the back lot options, like the cheapest options, are definitely sold out, and there's still some of the middle lot options that are available. So it's just like, there definitely seems to be like a demand for this. So I'm just kind of also wondering, like, what sort of precedent is this sort of pricing structure going to set for drive-in raves to come?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think the problem is that there's not really any competition or anything out there for this, right? So mm-hmm. I think it's the first step into establishing a precedent. Like, this is a test case, and I think other promotion companies and people such as Insomniac, they're going to be looking at this and seeing what the response is. But it's gonna be hard to tell, just because there's high demand and very short supply for these type of things.
Yes.
Right, so
yeah,
it's going to be hard to see where the pricing is. So I think you just got to go out and just pick a number, really, and just see. And if more of these pop up, you'll see. And then also there's the efficacy of it being a drive-in rave. I mean, we've talked about Carnage doing one, and that seems to be relatively successful. So it's really just showing, are people going to get tired of this? Are people going to be willing to keep on paying amounts? Even if it goes down to, say, $50 a person, are people going to be okay, you know, doing that for the next few months or whoever, who, you know, however long we have to do it for? There's a lot more questions, I think, than answers, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, you know what, guys, EDM champions, if you guys end up attending this or any other drive-in rave, please let us know how it is. We would love to hear your experiences. I mean, Twitter at podbtb or Instagram at btb.pod. You know, we just want to hear from you guys. Let us know how it was.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And the last thing here for the news and culture section, unfortunately, it's a little bit negative, but I think it's, I think it's kind of expected. Coachella has officially canceled its 2020 edition. They were supposed to, you know, originally it's obviously going to take place in April, was what was planned and always is, but they postponed it to October. And now, you know, they've kind of just said there's no real way that this is going to be happening.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I think it just makes a lot of sense. I mean, you are seeing in California cases rise, and just from a lot of modeling, it does seem like it just wouldn't be that safe, and COVID could worsen yet again in the fall. So I do think it's a smart move for them, just because the more transparency and the more proactive they are in dealing with this, the better. You don't want to get people's hopes up too much, and this gives them a little bit of time to figure out, you know, stuff for 2021, or if they do some type of virtual experience, you know. I think this is just I think it's a shame, because it looks like this has been happening every single year, and I think this is the first break they've had in a very long time.
Yeah, it's quite shocking. It's shocking and it's not shocking, right? Like, I mean, for Coachella to have been going on for so long, we recently just talked about their documentary, right, that they just did. It's on YouTube. It's a really, really good documentary. But yeah, these guys have been doing this for years and years and years, and this is definitely their first break in quite some time. But Alec, I mean, October 2020, and granted, Coachella is an absolutely massive music festival, probably one of the biggest in the U.S. And now for a massive music festival like this, set to take place in October 2020, to be canceled, and that's the postponement date. I'm wondering what that means for the rest of our festival season here for 2020, dude.
Yeah, it's not looking too hot, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's looking too hot. And I think it's really the ones that are going to be affected are, again, the ones in the fall, the ones that have been postponed and rescheduled for the fall. I think ones that could be kind of just sneaking in all right are going to be ones in August, maybe early September, the ones that might just sneak it in. Again, questionable as to whether that's the safe thing to do. Lots of arguments going on. Now, we're not going to dive into it about whether we've opened up too early, and there's a lot of states that opened up. We won't dive into that. That could be a conversation for, you know, separate, you know, media formats and things and different topics. But it, regardless of the situation and how you feel about it, it looks like the ones that are scheduled for the more recent, so ones in the next couple of months or so, might be able to go on and happen. And those also tend to be the smaller type of festivals as well. And then you get that going into September, I think the smaller festivals would be okay. But I think, honestly, man, from October onwards until probably 2021, we're going to be seeing more cancellations. And I think they're just going to cut, you know, bite the bullet, take the losses, and try to regroup for doing something special and cool in 2021.
Absolutely, man. Festival season 2021 is going to be absolutely insane. A lot of like pent up energy, you know, like all the outfits, you know, just all this music. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to get back to, you know, those big grassy open fields and just like see the stages, see my friends, you know, see all those smiling faces. I'm really excited to get back to it, but I want to do it when it's safe to do it. You know what I mean? So EDM champions, don't forget, like, we're still in the middle of a global pandemic. You know, it hasn't gone anywhere. So make sure you guys are taking the precautions to stay safe and start making all alternate plans if you still have any festivals or anything like that booked. You know, just be prepared for those to not work out. I just, you know, putting that out there into the world, just want to make sure that people are, you know, willing to or have the ability to hopefully be flexible with their plans.
And just stay positive. You know, I think that's something that I've been feeling recently, yeah. Samir, and I'm not sure if you have, but it's been hard to stay positive about some of these things, right? Like more cancellations, after cancellations, people are missing, going out with their friends, hitting the dance floors. And, you know, I feel like there's been some people now, just especially with the live streams, kind of just like, you know, just not really tuning in as much to the live streams or not listening to as much music. And I know it's hard because it kind of makes you miss. It's bittersweet in a way, right? Like it makes you just really realize how much you miss the live events. But I want to encourage people to continue to support artists, even if it's just tuning in. Like it means a lot to them. They're going through a lot. And when they put on these live streams, just seeing that people are watching, people are attending, people are appreciating their music and their continuous effort to work and do what they love, it means a lot to them. And I think also just for us as individuals and consumers, just continuing to consume the EDM as however we can, whether it's a live stream or even if you go to a drive-in rave or just however it is, listening on SoundCloud or Spotify or Apple Music, just any way you can, just keep the positivity up, keep consuming the music because things will get better, right? They will eventually get better.
Absolutely.
And it's just important to keep the energy. Like I just feel like a lot of people have been really bummed out and quite understandably so, but there are ways to make this work. You can still have a good time through Zoom parties while watching virtual live streams. Like there are ways to get around this and still have fun and feel, you know, at least a little bit of that connection. You can't expect the same type of connection to the music to your friends as you would if you're going to a nightclub or to a festival. However, there's still ways around it. So I highly, highly encourage people for their own sanity and for the benefit of the artists to continue supporting and continue watching these live streams and listening to music.
Vibe King Alec Prieto coming in and just boosting up the vibes, dude. I'm really pumped up on that. Dude, you know, before we move on into some exciting announcements here on Beyond the Beats, but let me ask you, Alec, you know, give me one great, good vibe, positive vibe thing that's happening in your life right now, and I'll give you one of mine. Go ahead.
Oh, man. You know, to be honest, I'm going to go say it is the live streams, actually. Like, I love it when they come on, man, because I love it, and we get our little group together, and now what we've recently started doing as well, and I highly recommend that other people do this too. If you're getting a little bit tired of some of the live streams that I understand, you know, it's it can be a little bit much sometimes to like tune in all the time, and there's all these different ones. If you want to have a little
plus, they're always on Pacific Standard Time too, and I'm, you know, over here on Eastern Standard Time, I'm trying to go to sleep, dude.
Yeah, people on the East Coast are like, man, I can't stay up this late. But one thing I highly recommend then is to just have a, you know, a Zoom call and leverage the fact that you can share your computer audio and just introduce people to songs. Like, go find music and you know, play it out, and then talk about it with people and just share music and what you're currently listening to with each other. I think what you'll find is by doing that, you'll reinvigorate yourself and your love for music. Because again, people have been feeling quite bummed out about it, not really listening or exploring music, but having a set time every weekend or, you know, bi-weekly basis where you're bringing new tracks to the table or the virtual round table, if you want to call it that, and just introducing it to each other, I think is really going to help you boost up your vibe and give you some energy and give you some of that passion for the music that we all have when we're ready to go to a rave and things. So that's something that's been really positive in my life, is just doing that. It certainly helped me stay positive and feel energetic about things. How about you, man?
Let's see, positive things that are going on in my life, dude. I mean, honestly, just doing the pod and like just, you know, being able to talk shop and talk music with you is always just such a pleasure, dude. You know, I absolutely love doing that. And what's been great, and you've already mentioned this, is like just discovering new music, because part of us doing this podcast is that we look for the new releases. We want to hear new sounds. We look for artists that are rising and pioneering different sounds in their respective genres. And that really, really motivates me to, you know, stay engaged in our scene. And it's so important to be constantly trying to seek out new sounds, because that way this scene won't get stale. It won't get stale for you. And that's the beauty of EDM, is that these are songs and sounds that are generated by computers, and computers are able to do literally billions and billions of things. Little tweaks here and there will completely change how a song sounds, and an artist wants to try new things and they want it to be heard. So, you know, tuning into the live streams is such a fantastic idea. I absolutely love that. But dude, not even just that, like just another positive thing that I've been trying to do on my side is just staying connected with my loved ones and my friends. You know what I mean? Like give them calls, video chat with them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, you text them, you say, hey, how you doing? I hope everything's well during this trying time. Like, all right, we've heard that all through emails every single day. Give them a FaceTime call, video chat with them, see their smiling, beautiful faces, and just chit chat with them, man. Like, this is the time, like, you know, we're still in lockdown. This is the time to reconnect or connect with new people. And I've been doing it a lot, and it's just really been boosting my positivity and my, you know, just stoke levels at an all time high. So I'm just having a good time with it.
And just if you're getting tired, because there's this, I was reading an interesting article actually about, you know, there's almost a Zoom burnout, right? Because even for work and things, we're constantly on video chat. If you're getting kind of feeling burnt out from that, just give them an old fashioned phone call, right? Like just chat on the phone. It's a bit easier to do so sometimes, right? Because it just, there's nothing wrong with that either. So I would just say any type of engagement that you can get with other people, just do it, you know. And if you feel like you just don't want to constantly be on webcam all the time, because I get it. I mean, you know, I'm constantly on webcam calls and things like that. And that, it's tiring. It really is. It's interesting. There's more and more studies coming out about it, right? But actually how the burnout from that is real. So if you're feeling that, there is actual scientific basis for the reasons why you're feeling that, and more on that stuff coming out, you know, soon, I'm sure, as the studies progress. But just give them an old-fashioned phone call. And the last thing I'd want to say, I completely forgot to mention this, but something I've been doing religiously, and I've made it part of my morning routine now, is the first thing that you do when you wake up is go for a walk. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever you can, get outside and go for a walk. And I mean, when I say the first thing, I mean quite literally the first thing you do. Roll out of bed, put on, you know, your sneakers or shoes or what have you, put on a podcast. Hey, you could listen to this one in the mornings, right? If you really want to, or if it's even, it's not just a podcast, just like, you know, just you just want to kind of go out and just, you know, hear the sounds of the outdoors, wherever you may be, and just go for a walk. It is such a great way to start your day. You know, science has shown just by moving and by walking and getting the blood flow going, it helps with thinking. There's a reason why people like Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, have walking meetings, like they actually walk in some of the garden areas that they have on the big Facebook campus in Menlo Park. They just go for walks. There's a reason why for that. So it gets you thinking, gets you ready for the day, and makes you feel a little bit more energized. So that's been another positive thing in my life, and I highly recommend everyone else give it a shot.
All right, EDM champion. So Alec just brought up the stoke levels because he is our resident vibe king over here on Beyond the Beats. But guys, we've already talked about this on last week's episode of the pod, and we have some exciting stuff coming up on Beyond the Beats. And you know what? Unfortunately, we were not able to release Schuster's BTB session last week, but we got it coming out this week. But before we got that one coming out, guys, head over to our SoundCloud right now. There is a link on beyondthebeats.co for the show notes for this episode, and we have another session coming out, and that session is dropping today, and it is by our good friend Inadzi. Okay, guys, if you like bass music, if you like trap music, then you are really in for a special, special surprise here from Inadzi. I mean, this guy, right out the bat, from the moment that this session starts, he is swinging with some massive heat. But then of course he's also dropping his own originals, and one of my personal favorites of his, Miles. I absolutely love that song by him, and he's also got an ID in there as well. So Inadzi really, really packed a lot of energy and a lot of heat in this session that we just gotta play for you guys right now. So take a listen.
The heat, man. The heat with this. Oh, man. I cannot wait to release this. It's just, I can't wait for people to take a listen to it. It's just, he's got so much talent, and it just really shows with this mix here.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I know he's put a lot of work and a lot of energy into this mix, and it clearly, clearly shows, and it's going to be live on the Beyond the Beats SoundCloud. So you guys, that is going to be the spot for all this heat, some great playlists. Alec takes a lot of time to make sure that we're keeping our playlists updated over there, especially with some underground music if you guys like that kind of stuff. I know it keeps him up in the wee hours of the night and the early morning. So guys, head on over to our SoundCloud for that Beyond the Beats session. So that's coming out today, right now, June 25th. And then tomorrow, we will finally be releasing Schuster's Beyond the Beats session. All right. And guys, ooh, if you like that mid-tempo glitch, if you like to be transported into a digital cyber world, Schuster is your guy for that. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear this session that's coming out tomorrow on June 26th. But you know what? I want to give you guys another preview because I feel like we've been teasing this a lot, and I want to give you something else to just get your chops wet. So here it is, Schuster's Beyond the Beats session, a small preview, and it's coming out tomorrow. Take a listen.
Gets me pumped up every time I re-listen to the entire mix here, and I think this is a great sample and selection of the mix, man, just to show what Schuster's about. Just, people have got to take a listen to this and just check him out in general. He's on the rise, man. He's doing some awesome things in the scene.
He's really got his sound completely nailed down. I mean, this guy has this just overall aura about him that is just so magnetic, and it really, really draws you in. So just to recap, today, June 25th, we got Enadzi's Beyond the Beats session out right now on our SoundCloud. So go take a listen to that. And then tomorrow, June 26th, we got Schuster's Beyond the Beats session. And then, you know what? Stick around for who we got next week. But if you want some more immediate updates as to what's going on with the Beyond the Beats network, okay? Well, we just talked about our SoundCloud, so please go ahead and give us a follow there. There will be a link in our show notes. But then, of course, we're also on Instagram, and that's at btb.pod. And we're on Twitter at podbtb. We're having fun on the socials. We're sharing good music. We're talking to the EDM champions. We're cool dudes. We're just two cool dudes who love to talk about EDM. And if you guys love EDM too, don't forget to give us a follow. We'd always appreciate that. Then, of course, don't forget to give us a follow on your podcasting platform. And if you're able to do so, leave a rating and review. Better yet, share the show with your friends. All right? We're all EDM champions. We're all one big EDM champion family, and we just want to talk to more of you. So please don't forget to share the show with your friends as well. But Alec, where are we heading into next?
Oh, we are going into the penultimate part of this episode, and it's a staple. We wouldn't be Beyond the Beats without it. It is the What Are We Listening To section, where we rate, review, and discuss either a track, two tracks, EPs, or an album. And today we've got two tracks to discuss and give our rating on. But Samir, before we do so, for all the new EDM champions joining us, we see you. Welcome to the show. We have actually a very, very cool and different rating scale here. So Samir, why don't you go ahead and just give all of the new listeners a little recap and a little refresher on the Beyond the Beats rating scale?
Here on Beyond the Beats, we have our very own unique rating scale, and it ranges from levels 1 through 5. Level 1 is what we call one listen. It's where you listen to a track and you're probably never ever gonna listen again, but you're encouraging other people to give it a listen. Level 2 is what we call background noise. It's when a song comes on, it's playing in the background, you're not gonna really do anything with it, you might be doing other things, you're not too bothered by it, but it's there to keep you company. Level 3 is what we call turn it up. It's when a song comes on, you grab the volume knob and you turn it up. Level 4 is what we call just bought tickets. It's when you listen to a piece of music, you listen to an artist, and you immediately look up the next time that they're coming to your town and you gotta buy those tickets. And level 5 is speechless. It's just you and the music. The song transports you into another world and literally leaves you speechless. So to recap, level 1 is one listen, level 2 is background noise, level 3 is turn it up, level 4 is just bought tickets, and level 5 is speechless. Let's get back to it.
Okay, Sumith, thank you for giving an overview and a recap of that. I think we should kick this section off with something that I've been very, very excited to talk about, because as soon as it came out, I was all pumped up because I saw that my kind of, not vision necessarily, but just my predictions are starting to come true, okay? We've got Cascade teaming up with Chemical Surf for a banger called Pow, 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 okay? What's big about this is that you've got the Brazilian bass scene starting to come over to the US. We've seen Tiesto release Boom, I believe it's called, or just Boom with 7 a while ago. That was kind of the first inclination that you've got Brazilian bass, Brazilian house. He's also had people like Vintage Culture doing a mini mix on his Club Life radio station. And now you've got Cascade, okay? Staple, big man over here in the North America and in the entire world in the house music scene, deciding to team up with Chemical Surf. And Chemical Surf, just on their own right, have some fantastic releases. I've been, whenever I do a mix, I always try to play a couple of songs there from them too. So this just shows how the Brazilian bass and Brazilian house scene is really starting to take over the world here, and it's coming over from South America. So I'm big about this song. I thought it was really well done and very well executed. How about you?
Like I was mentioning earlier in this episode, when we get other countries' influence into the electronic music that we hear in the US, it always piques my interest. And I'm actually really, really excited about this song that Cascade and Chemical Surf did together, Pow, Pow, Pow. It's actually like, it's a lot of fun to listen to, especially when it drops. Like, I just love how it really focuses on like that swelling bass that like, it kind of encapsulates you. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you want to move. It makes you want to shake your booty. But you know what? Guys, let's get the booty shakers out on the floor. I feel like I haven't said that in a long time, but let's go ahead. Let's get the booty shakers out on the floor, and let's go ahead and play this song for you guys. Cascade, Chemical Surf, teaming up for their song, Pow, Pow, Pow. Take a listen. Turn that beat like boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop, boop. All right, so Alec, I feel like a lot of people know who Cascade is, right? But I feel like maybe a lot of our EDM champions won't know who Chemical Surf is. So could you give us just a little bit of background as to who they are?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, they are a duo out of Brazil. I mean, they've been pumping out tunes for quite a while, but they've really been just more recently taking on the status quo. They're actually brothers. So it's Lucas and Hugo Sanchez, and they've been doing just a lot of great stuff over in the Brazilian scene, but they're just kind of taking a little bit more of a fresh approach to the electronic scene over there, and the club scene over there too. They've got some amazing releases. I mean, one of them is Hey Hey Hey. That's a favorite of mine. I'll put it into the show notes. Definitely a label to look out for if you're into this type of music is Bunny Tiger. I'll put a link into there. That's a label group that really puts on a lot of Brazilian based music. So not gonna lie, I mean, this one is definitely, I enjoyed the track. I really liked it. It's not my favorite of the releases, but to me, what's more important is the fact that it's really starting to come over and make waves over here. So you could just definitely see and hear Cascade as well as people like Tiesto on their main stage sets at festivals starting to play more and more of this. Just really don't be surprised if you hear this type of sound and these type of drops being put in into these main guy sets. But that's just a little bit of background on Chemical Surf. They've got quite a lot of followers on Spotify. It's over 1 million monthly listeners, so they're definitely popular in South America, and I think they've just got a lot more to give the world and the US especially moving forwards.
Nice, man. Yeah, thank you for the background on them, because I've actually never heard of them prior to us talking about them on this week's episode of the podcast. But that's the beauty of Beyond the Beats, and that's the beauty of electronic music. You're always discovering some new artists here. So yeah, this is definitely a party starter, and we'll get into rating it in just a little bit. But let's talk about this next one as well. We got Uke and his new song called Alcohol. So, Alec, I mean, what are your thoughts here on Uke's new track?
Interesting. It's an interesting release. Yeah, it's interesting. I like the diversity and the creativity that Uke took into the track, you know, just from the beginning and then into the transition, into the drop were rather different from one another. And I kind of liked the drop more than I did the other aspects of the song. I thought, you know, the instrumentals included in there and the various elements were neat, but just overall I was not too big on that song, and I think it was a little bit disappointing for me. How about you?
Yeah, I from a production standpoint, I definitely thought it was very creative, you know, actually always admired that about Uke, is that like he's not afraid to get creative, he's not afraid to try some new things, he's not afraid to challenge the status quo of his genre, which I would say is like not necessarily trap, but like future trap, you know what I mean? Like I feel like we're getting very convoluted
something along those lines.
Yeah. Exactly, like it's really, really hard to say, but man, you know me, Alec, I think I'm lyrics, like I just get very, very critical of lyrics, and this just feels like it's just kind of like low-hanging turn-up music, you know what I mean? But the problem is like it's been released in a time where people aren't really turning up, so to speak, you know? So I don't know, maybe it's just my mindset right now, but it just felt kind of lame, you know what I mean? Like like the lyrics here, like here are the lyrics, right? It says, I've been drinking too much alcohol, yeah, I ain't sober, I just want you to come over. I mean, that's poetry right there.
See, I kind of just ignored the lyrics, you know? Like it's
I can't. I'm too much of a stickler when it comes to these sorts of things. Like, I like to listen to music from the overall package standpoint, right? So, if this was just, I don't know, if the lyrics were different, I feel like I would have liked this song more, right? It's just, I don't know, man. Like, here's another one, right? 2 a.m., I'm in the club, and I know you ain't that far. You're not trying to sleep, and I could tell by how you're texting me. Like, all right, man. I mean, I guess. Like, cool. Right? I don't know. I just feel like it's pandering to like the turn up our audience, you know? And that's why.
Oh, it definitely is. Without a doubt. I think this is exactly what the intention was here, was to pander to that crowd.
I've heard turn up music before too. And like I said, maybe it's just my mindset right now that we're in quarantine and like I'm not really turning up all that much, but I just feel like it's just, even for turn up music, this isn't very good. lyrics wise.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm telling you guys how I really feel. And so those are my opinions on Uke's new song, Alcohol, man. But let me ask you, Alec, our Brazilian bass house connoisseur over here, Cascade, Chemical Surf, their brand new song, Pow Pow Pow. What did you think? What are you giving it?
For me, this is a really nice indication of what's going to come and what people can expect from, you know, big room and DJs such as Tiesto, Cascade, people like that, what they're going to be playing on the main stage probably in 2021 when we're all back. I think this is the type of house that you can see being mixed in. They'll start off slowly, but you'll see them just start producing tracks in this way moving forward and just doing more, you know, kind of collaborations, other people called Jord is out there. Ghost is another one. There's quite a few different people that they can go and do collaborations with. But for this particular song, I've definitely heard better ones from Chemical Surf. However, this is still a very, very solid level 3 out of 5. Turn it up from me. You know, this is something that would definitely make me want to turn up the volume knob if I heard it and just get cranking out there, because it just gets you want to move, right? And I just love the focus on the bass when it comes into that drop, that typical bass Brazilian drop there. And then also kind of the tech house exit and an intro as well. Mm-hmm. I really thought was very interesting. So I like how Cascade came in there and it influenced that part as well. So just overall, you know, great job. And I think this just is a fantastic indicator of what's to come in the scene.
The Duke of Turnup, Alec Prieto, has spoken. And he's all about this song. And Alec, I'm right
the
there
Duke
with you.
Of Turnup.
The Duke of Turnup. Yeah. So Alec, I'm right there with you, man. I'm giving this a level 3 out of 5. This is just, it's really exciting. Like, it just gives like a very promising direction for Brazilian bass house in the scene, like you stated. I'm just wondering, Alec, because you've had more experience of listening to Brazilian bass house music, I'm wondering if like this song Pow 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 has kind of been amended and changed for a US audience as compared to like what you would normally hear in Brazil.
Great point. I think to an extent, yes, it has been to an extent. It's kind of similar to how Boom was as well.
Yeah.
With Tiesto and Seven. So I agree. I think it's just been a little bit amended. To be perfectly honest, if they did amend it, I'm not entirely sure why. I think people would be really down to hear. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I think my next on repeat, I'll share the hey, 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 you know, and I'll put it into the song. But
hell yeah.
You know, that's more of a core Chemical Surf Brazilian bass song. And I think people are going to love it. I mean, it's just something that encapsulates it. It's just these massive overdone buildups, right? And just that just really bass heavy, very minimalistic house drop that comes with it. And I'm not entirely sure why, if it was amended, I can see that, but I'm not sure why they maybe stayed away a little bit more from that. And if they were trying to cater to the American audience, a very good question. You're going to have to go and ask Cascade that. I'm not entirely sure why the decision was made, if it was intentionally made, you know, but great question there.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, let's keep an eye on how that Brazilian bass house boom, takes place here in the US. Alec, I know you certainly will be. All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead and talk about UK's new song, Alcohol. Alec, I'll start us off because I feel like my rating is probably going to be lower than your rating, and I want to make sure we end on a higher note than I would be giving this. But this is a level 1 out of 5. This is a one listen for me. I'm never listening to this song again. I'm sorry. I'm never listening to it again. Okay.
Next time we have a little session, this is going to be the first song I play. We'll be like, all right, let's turn it up. Get your alcohol ready. Come take a listen to this.
Then I'll have no choice but to bump it up to a level 2 out of 5, because then my one listen won't ever hold true again. But if you ever play this song while we're DJing or we're together, I'm shutting your laptop. I'm unplugging your shit from the sound system. You're done.
Oh boy. Well, you know, my rating is not quite as harsh. I'll give this a background noise. Not okay. Quite a one listen. It's just, to me, for me, the drop kind of saves it because the creativity there.
Yeah.
You know, but that's really it. It's kind of one of those where it just passes the criteria for me. I just kind of like, I think the drop's kind of catchy. And it could be thrown in with other songs there. So I don't necessarily think the rest of the song could be used for much, aside from the drop perhaps there. But I do agree with you. I think this is just pandering too much to the turn up crowd, and it's not necessarily executed the right way. But you know, you can't always have good releases, so not saying he's you know, not any good or anything like that. It's just this particular release is not up my alley, at least.
Absolutely. All right, so you know what, that's our what are we listening to section. We rated 2 releases that recently came out. But Alec, it's time to talk about the people who are pioneering new sounds in EDM, the people who are really taking it to the next level. So who wants to kick this off for the artists that we're watching?
I think you should, man, because I'm really excited to hear you talk about it and then to talk about it with you as well.
Absolutely. All right. I'm really excited to be talking about my artists that I'm watching this week, as I normally am. So here we go. EDM champions. Just a couple of weeks ago, Alec did a fantastic overview of the history of dubstep. And so my search this week, I really wanted to kind of build upon artists that are pioneering the dubstep sound, but also staying true to what where dubstep really started. And I'm very, very excited to be talking about this artist right here from Orlando, Florida. We got Fab Dot, okay? That's the name of the artist, F-A-B and a period. And guys, as you're about to hear in his track, Pell, this guy, like, he does dubstep, but he does dubstep with such a nice old school feel to it, where it feels modern, yet it feels like it's also blasting you back to the late 60s and early 70s of the Jamaican dub scene, of the sound system scene that Alec had fantastically talked about just a couple of episodes ago for the history of dubstep. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play this song, Pell, by Fab Dot. Take a listen.
Hey, Sonic. How are you?
They were laughing at me.
What? No, I'm sure they were. They've been laughing. You want to call me by pen?
Thank you.
Stop it.
Love it, man. I am so happy. When you sent this over to me, I was just ecstatic that you decided to go with this, and I could tell immediately before even you telling me that, you know, the history of dubstep definitely inspired you to go and find some music like this by producers in today's world. So well done. This is a fantastic find. How did you come across them?
Thank you, man. Yeah, you know, so what I've been trying to do on SoundCloud, because we've always talked about how the SoundCloud algorithm is really helping us to find underground music that we really like, but I wanted to take that a step further, right? And we kind of talked about Partica Artists and their artist collective just earlier on in this episode, right? And what a fantastic job that they're doing. So I wanted to go out into SoundCloud, search around for some other artist collectives or for some other bases that are also catering to just kind of unique sounds in different EDM genres. And I was able to come across this collective here called Bad Luck Club, this community, and they're based out in Seattle. So I was just really intrigued as I was, you know, scrolling down through their SoundCloud, and I'm trying my best to find some new collectives like this, because these sorts of collectives, they have a vision and they have a curation for a sound that they're trying to present to a mass audience in EDM. And I love what Bad Luck Club did here in terms of releasing Fab Dot's track, Pell. And, you know, like I said, man, I was super, super inspired by your history of dubstep lesson. And what I love about this track is, you know, Fab Dot says it himself right in his SoundCloud description. He says, sound system music. And that's exactly the sort of music that you get from him. And we talked about sound systems and that how they were such an integral part of the Jamaican nightlife scene in the late 60s and early 70s. But overall, while this track really has that old school dub sound in its core, it still feels a little bit modern, right? It has like the modern synths that we normally hear in EDM music today. And what I really like about this track is its overall atmosphere. I love the vocal sample in it. And I love the panning, how it's creepy, but it's incredibly enveloping and it still feels old and new. So there's just a lot of emotions that I feel with this track. And I think Fab Dot just, he knows what he's trying to do in his sound. And I hope he continues up with this, because this is a very interesting production technique. And I think this is a really just interesting direction that the US EDM scene and just, you know, EDM listeners all around the world need to continue to be exposed to.
I couldn't agree more. That was such a great overview of what he's doing and the sound there. I just couldn't agree with you more. This is something I think needs to be done a little bit more of. And I think, you know, there are certainly artists out there. So I think we should definitely give them some more shout outs and stuff, because I really do think a lot of the bass heads who are into more of the main, you know, I guess this is really the term now for it, but the main stage, you know, excision light, downlink light type of dubstep would also find some solace and some headbanging ability, and even a little bit more of the kind of lurching feeling with music like this, so that they can get to the core and the essence of dubstep, but with a modern twist on it. So Thank you so much for putting fab. Did you say the dot after? Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah, I think you do say the dot. Yeah, fab, because his SoundCloud dot is fab.sound. His Instagram is fab.sound. So I'm going to go with fab dot.
Okay, we'll stick with that one. But thank you so much, Samir, absolutely, for putting him on our radar, and as well as all of the EDM champions' radars as well. But I have someone from a very different genre, but it's continuing along, introducing artists from Brazil to North America to Europe, because we have a lot of listeners spread across there. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Beyond the Beats, Dead Line. Okay, this is a Brazilian house DJ who has really started to take over things, not only in Brazil, but making his way over into North America too. Take a listen to this track that I found that he did with a guy called Mr. Sid, who's out from Netherlands. It's called Wild Love.
My man, love this, dude. Brazilian bass house, Brazilian house gets the party started. We've talked about this already, man, but I love it, dude. Like, how did you come across Deadline? Like, I feel like you're just falling down this rabbit hole of Brazilian house, and myself and the EDM champions, we are all here for it. I would love to get like a Brazilian house DJ set from you, dude. I want to hear some more Brazilian house sounds from you, man.
We could definitely arrange that, my man. I mean, this is he's not necessarily among the Brazilian bass crowd here. This is something that you see as well. I mean, he certainly would be playing on the same lineups as some of the other people, such as Vintage Culture and guys like that. But what he does, which is very interesting, is he's combining, and you can hear it, progressive house with future house and that Brazilian bass as well. So he's really blending it all together. And you can hear that in the very progressive-esque build-ups, right? Especially on that second drop of the song. So you can tell that there's a lot of different influences that are going into this. And that, you know, he can definitely cater to certain crowds. Like, it can cater to a progressive house crowd, to a Brazilian bass crowd. And we've even seen people like Ferry Kornstein has played a track of his as well.
Nice. Out live. That's
so
awesome.
That's what I'm saying, is that this has got, he's got a very broad appeal to him. And he's kind of carving his own way in between a couple of different genres there. So really love what he's doing. I think it's just a matter of time before he starts making some more waves with some North American or some just big European house artists. He's already done a release for Alok, who everyone knows is a real staple of the Brazilian scene. So he's definitely making a wave for himself. Please check him out, give him a follow. He's doing a lot of great stuff. And kind of just back to your original question about how I found him, it's really just going through the people like Chemical Surf, people like Vintage Culture, just seeing who they're playing, listening to their mixes, looking at the track lists, and you'll see names like this pop up every now and then. And you know, you come across some gems out there that are just ready to blossom. So more like a flower that's ready to blossom, I think, rather than a gem.
I love that. What a beautiful, beautiful visual, Alec. And it's so apt too, because like, we're currently literally the summer solstice. We're actually recording this episode on June 21st.
Right.
So happy summer solstice to you, Alec.
Indeed,
and to all the EDM champions out there. Thank you, man. I hope everyone's days are filled with a lot of sunlight. Dude, thank you so much for introducing us to some new sounds, and thank you for educating us too on some Brazilian house, man. Like, I feel like this is a very Brazilian house heavy episode, but that's the beauty of Beyond the Beats. Like, you never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Always trying to teach the EDM champion something. I know Alec is always trying to teach me new things. I'm trying to teach him some new things. So this is always a lot of fun to do with you, man.
It really is. I couldn't agree more.
All right, so EDM champions, guys, do not forget, all right? We got the Beyond the Beat session from Anadzi that we previewed earlier on in this episode. It is dropping today. It's on our SoundCloud. Head over there. There's a link in the show notes. And then tomorrow, we got Schuster. That's right, Schuster. He's dropping a Beyond the Beat session tomorrow on our SoundCloud. Both fantastic, very talented artists. We cannot wait to get these sounds in front of you guys. You will be blown away. We promise you that, all right? But until then, we'll see you guys next week for episode 65 of the Beyond the Beats podcast. Do not forget to drop a rating and a review in your podcasting platform. And of course, please share the show with your friends. We would love some new EDM champions. We love you guys. We love some new EDM champions. Let's make this one big happy family, one big happy network. And don't forget to connect with us at btb.pod is the Instagram, at podbtb is the Twitter, and don't forget beyondthebeats.co is the website. Alec, any final thoughts before we depart?
Just keep the good vibes, just keep the energy, and seriously consider going for that little stroll every morning, even if it's just for a few minutes. Just get your head clear and get your blood pumping to start your day off right. That's all I can say.
All right, EDM champions, we'll see you guys next week, and do not forget, Black Lives Matter.